Hi, dictation for Mr. Jamario Washington, JAMARIOWASHINGTON. Date of birth is 7/4/96. Date of accident 3/8/2022. Date of service 11/10/2022. Mr. Jamario Washington is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 3/8/2022, where he was rear-ended as a rear passenger on the left side in an Uber car at around 40 miles an hour, leading to pain in the neck and the lower back, especially with shooting pain to the right arm up to the wrist, and some pain in the right knee was reported. The patient has done physical therapy for last 6 months, and currently his pain do remain between 6 and 10 in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. He has pain in the left knee and the right elbow as well. Overall, the ADLs are reported affected at around 7. Patient reports 0% relief in the pain at this time. ADLs that are affected are reported as follows. The walking ability is affected 9. General activity, mood, and work are affected 7. Sleep and enjoyment of life is 6. In the system review, patient reports of ongoing headaches that are 5 to 6, mostly frontal, and they are associated with difficulty sleeping, tension, and poor work performance. And they're not associated with dizziness or vertigo, vision disturbance, or any double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, seizures. And they are not associated with any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nausea, vomiting, or anxiety, depression, panic, none of them. No loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the left knee and the right elbow, as well as neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back pain, and also stiffness in the neck and the lower back. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patients report that the pain has worsened, and there is no obvious changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, and substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 132/88, pulse is 101, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is dated 10/11/2022, dictation number 1023-009 and 011. The plan is to continue the physical therapy 3 times per week. As patient said, he has done only 4 months of therapy, focusing on the neck, mid lower back, the left knee, and left SI joint. 3 times per week with traction, massage, aquatherapy, training, home exercise, McKenzie program. He remains disabled for the work, housework, and transportation help. And he's provided with a prescription of Narco 7.5/325 once a day, 15 tablets for pain. His MRIs were reviewed at length, and he's found to have a bulging disc with traces of herniated disc at C4-5. And also in the area of L5 and S1. He is advised to have a lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections to get the further relief in the pain, as well as left SI joint injection. Some injection to the left knee also can bring relief for him. At this time, patient is stable, is continuing his medication treatment. He can go to acupuncture. He can also advise to see a chiropractor. He's also can do yoga and all the pain gel from the therapist and home exercise plan as well. Traction of the cervical neck was discussed at length. Thank you.